From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. There is a new report today on the safety of a chemical that's been found in drinking water around the country. A scientific group that advises the government has concluded that perchlorate is far less risky to people than previously thought. Perchlorate is used in rocket fuel and fireworks. Some environmental groups say its presence in water supplies has put millions of Americans at risk. But today's report suggests that the levels in most drinking water supplies pose no health hazard. NPR's John Hamilton is with us. And John, tell us about who wrote this report and what it says.
Well, it was written by a panel of experts assembled by the National Research Council, and that's a group that was chartered by Congress to help answer really tough scientific questions. And what the report today says is that most of the people who've been concerned about perchlorate in their drinking water probably don't need to be. The panel found that you would have to drink water with a perchlorate level of about 20 parts per billion to cause any kind of health problem. And even in California, which has had some of the worst perchlorate contamination problems, most areas have only a few parts per billion in the water.
Now, the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, looked at perchlorate levels a couple of years ago. What did the EPA find?
In 2002, the EPA published what they called a draft risk assessment. It recommended setting the safe level for perchlorate in drinking water at about one part per billion. So that's 1/20th the amount in the current report. And if the EPA had adopted that level, it would have meant that water from places like the Colorado River would be unsafe and would have to be cleaned up. And that could have meant billions of dollars in cleanup costs, a lot of which probably would have been paid by the military, since the military is who bought all the rockets and bombs that perchlorate was used in the first place. But there was so much controversy about this EPA risk assessment that several government agencies asked the National Academies and the National Research Council, which is a part of the National Academies, to take a look. And the result is today's report.
Well, how do you account for the fact that two scientific groups could come up with such widely differing conclusions?
A big part of the answer has to do with whether you look at people or animals. Now, the scientists at the EPA looked at studies that suggested that even really small amounts of perchlorate could cause tumors in rats. And in a lot of cases, these sort of rat studies are all you have to go on. But in this case, perchlorate has actually been studied in people quite a bit. In fact, it used to be a medicine that was given to people with thyroid disease. And so when you look at the human studies, it shows that people really aren't very sensitive to perchlorate. And very large doses can affect the thyroid gland, but we're talking about doses that are way, way higher than what you would find in most drinking water.
It doesn't sound like people who are worried about perchlorate levels are going to be too reassured by this new study.
There are a lot of people who are worried about perchlorate levels are concerned about any. And there are some groups that are at particular risk. The studies have been done in adults, not in children, not in pregnant women, because you wouldn't want to do a study in those people. So there are a few people who probably have special risk, because those both pregnant women and children are especially vulnerable to any changes in the thyroid gland.
Well, John, this new report out today, what happens now?
Well, the EPA doesn't have to follow this advice. It doesn't have to adopt this standards, but it's clearly going to be considering it as it tries to set a national standard for perchlorate in drinking water.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's John Hamilton, and you can read the full report from the National Research Council on the safety implications of perchlorate in drinking water at our website, npr.org.